Yo, what's going on, y'all? Welcome to another episode of Rosebud Podcast. I'm your host, T Rose.
It's your boy, Mout.
It's your girl, Honey.
My man, Damn Den's in the building. Cousin Sam in the building. Look at young Shawnee in the building, young boy. Hey. Hey, you got.
That's NBA young boy over there.
NBA my treacherous little twin.
That's my treacherous little twin.
That's Honey's baby in the corner. Shout out to our YouTube viewership, Apple Podcast listenership, Spotify listenership, Google Play listenership, SoundCloud listenership. What's good, y'all? How are y'all feeling? How's y'all mental health? How's everybody?
I'm good. Allergies been acting up. I feel like it's around that time. But other than that, life as well, you know. Just taking a day at a time. Counting the many blessings that God is delivering to me.
It's check. The air quality.
This guy hasn't been to church since Peyton's christening. Goes to church once, and now he wants to bless God.
Oh, yeah,
I always bless God. No, I haven't been.
Talk about it. You went back to church.
No, I have not been back to church, but I can't worship God at home.
Yeah, I mean, have you started?
Do you worship God at home?
Sometimes, yes, I do. Not as often as I was like, but I do.
He's born again.
No,
you
I'm not
look
born
like
again
you're born
either.
Again. I see a different, like, aura.
That's the pollen in my eyeballs that you see.
Different aura. That ain't nothing but some coconut oil he's using now. Different aura.
Listen, it's working. No, it's
but
working.
But that was my thing this year. I wanted to get better with God. I said that on, like, one of the pods.
That's dope. That's dope.
It's not a problem. I'm not diving, you know, into
the Bible.
I'm not diving head first, but I'm taking my time getting right. I'm trying to do me.
All right, I'm gonna invite you to Bible study. I want to see that.
I didn't say I could do that, but
I want to get right with God, but I can't do a Bible study.
Why does that
Bible
be that
study's
way? Why
30 be, minutes
why
to an hour?
Why can't it be my way?
What's your way? When's the last time you opened the scripture?
Peyton's Christian then.
I mean, you could just download a Bible app and it'll send
I
it
could,
to you.
But no, I just like to sit. I like to take my time and think and pray and thank God for the day, you know, get me home safe, just the blessings that I'm receiving.
So you weren't doing that before?
That's a start.
No.
That's a start. That's a start. No. Praying is a start. You know.
He keeping it in the bean.
I respect it.
Yeah, but
look, judgmental. God see, that, God don't like this. God don't like y'all judging me.
Who I said that's a start. I'm congratulating you.
Listen, God like what I'm doing, you heard?
Hey,
that's
good.
All is well. How you guys?
Everything's good. I'm sorry. Let me not get on you about the way you praised your Lord. I'm
thank you.
I apologize.
How many you are?
You got people out here worshiping Zeus.
Who's
you're right. You're right.
The channel?
The God of Thunder.
Look, I don't even know.
No, but how you been, honey? How's everything?
I'm good. Today was a nice day. Like, look, y'all can tell I still got my sunglasses on.
It's nighttime.
But listen, I didn't have no coat on today. I was feeling like, yeah, spring is coming.
Yo, it's actually kind of scary because my birthday is in March, for those of y'all who don't know.
Yes, happy belated.
Appreciate you.
Monsoon on his birthday.
Nah, it's always either, for my birthday, it's always either snowing like a blizzard or it's rainy and cold. And for like the week after my birthday, it's beautiful weather outside, like it's insane.
Yeah,
it's been 60 degrees the last couple of days. I'm like, yo, what's
70, going? 70.
Yeah, yesterday I was like, yo, I ain't going front. City Island might see me.
but you know what? The weather gives people an inch, and people take a mile. People wearing sundresses, bicycle shorts, toes is out. I'm like, all right.
When is it too early to go to City Island?
I ain't gonna lie.
It's too early right now. It's by the water. It's still cold.
Why?
It's by the water. It's still cold.
I'm not gonna lie.
If you go really early before like 6,
it's still by the water. It's always gonna be colder.
I've been in Sifu City in December, November, mad Earth? Times.
Yeah, I've been Sammy's. There a few times. Just
I've been
indoors.
Oh, dog, I ain't gonna lie. They never a bad time to have a good, strong drink and some seafood.
Oh, now, yeah, I just thought about it. I've been there.
Yeah, like
yeah, I've been there in the winter. JP's.
To me, that's. Yo, don't say that one here. Yo, don't say that. Don't you make that place. That's my spot.
Okay.
That's what I want for my birthday. That's my spot.
So we owe you seafood? Like,
nah, I was going to edit that out.
I'm going to definitely mute that. The people going to be in there now. Nah, I'm not going to lie, though. We should all go. We should take a trip there together.
Let's go.
Their drinks be
bussing. I love it.
Right to the gut.
I love it.
It's the garlic bread.
Yeah, that'd be too much.
Oh, and the garlic bread be
too much.
That's right. Be having my breath stinking, and I love it. Breath be smelling mad garlicky.
Nah, the garlic bread is good, though.
And it's mad
you still
good.
Go for a kiss after. Like,
oh, yeah.
It's
oh,
that
yeah.
Good garlic, baby.
Yo, they got, they drinks. Oh,
and they treat you well. They're good people in there, too, so.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
All right, we need,
let's not
we
talk
definitely
about it,
need
people
some money
like,
on this
what are you
promo?
Talking about?
Yeah, they he only hires women who want BBLs in there.
Really?
They be. Sorry. Yo, so Denz, how you been, bro? Sick?
Allergies, man. Allergies.
See?
You know what I'm saying? Everybody be looking forward to the good weather, the good spring weather, but I'm like,
you're a sufferer.
I'm gonna cut my nose off next spring.
Sufferer?
This guy's gonna like my light skin Michael Jackson, no nose.
I get that though, bro.
You're not alone. I think we're all gonna sniffle this episode.
We should have like a meeting of allergy sufferers.
Yo,
Allergies Anonymous.
Yeah, I know. I used to never suffer from allergies till I turned 30.
30?
I turned 30, and after that, everything was like went downhill. Like I got allergies. I'd be sneezing. I feel like a normie.
You're a new sufferer. I've been suffering since I've been 5.
I hate it. It's ghetto.
I'm not gonna lie. Allergies started like my late 20s. Yeah.
That's so weird.
It's ghetto and trash.
I'm not gonna lie. My knees be starting to hurt when it's about to rain now. So like, I look 28. I'm close.
What's some signs that for y'all that's like made you realize like, dang, I'm old?
Well, this year when I realized that I graduated high school 15 years ago.
I mean, yeah, time's a good one.
I was like, wait, what?
I think for me it's recovery. Like when you hurt or you're working out or you're playing basketball, whatever. You just don't recover the same. Like, it takes me a few more days than it used to.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I'm not going to work out today.
Yeah.
Take it slow.
Nah, for me.
I still got to work.
Nah, I feel that too. Like, when I hoop, I'd be mad sore. But for me, also, it's like, in the middle of the night when I'm sleeping, like, I used to be able to hold my piss the whole night. I can't do that no more. Now I'm getting up, twice. Like, my bladder is mad weak.
I'm not going to lie.
Like, I get up twice
I'm
in the middle
of the
night.
I'm not there yet. I can still wait till the morning.
You can still zip it up?
I don't zip it up. I just be like, I'll pee right before bed, and then I'm good.
No, I challenge you. When you wake up in the morning for your piss, while you're peeing, try to stop it. Like,
when we were
18 and you were able to stop?
You just zip it up. Just
stop piss. Try it now. Blow your kidney out.
I think this is a man thing.
You're going to hear him. You're going to hear the bathroom.
Wait, what?
I never played those games.
When I was younger, I used to be like, "Huh? What'd you say?" Cut it off.
Yeah, I used to be wild. I used to be doing that. I used to be like, guys, when they pissed, they used to be like, "How you ever peed and like try to see how far back you could pee?"
Taking steps back.
I was hitting step backs before Steph Curry was. Dog, I was in the bathroom letting it rip.
This is so awkward. This is so awkward.
Why?
Yeah.
It's just like, you know, this is why your
back. This is the dumbest thing I ever heard of. Let's see how far I can pee.
Well, your son is here, so this is why you know the bathroom always smells like piss.
Listen. My bathroom don't smell like that. I be getting them corners and.
Yeah. I'm like, you know, that's why you have to clean it up, because it be him.
Yeah.
Well. Y'all be sitting down.
He be doing Olympics.
I don't even trust.
Long range.
I don't trust him after the bathroom. I spray the toilet seat every time.
Right?
Yeah, because he might forget to pull up the seat or something. I don't know. Kids.
Dang, he cleans. He probably cleans up after you too. Like, respectfully, like.
Nah.
You be leaving streaks.
Do you believe streaks?
Nah.
You'll never leave streaks when you pee?
Never.
When you doodle?
No.
Yo, girls be lying. Girls be swaying their shit comes out cute.
America.
Girls is not. Y'all be shitting, right? So, like.
We are not having another one of those episodes.
I'm just saying. Y'all be using the bathroom. You know what he probably does without you knowing? When you leave a streak, he probably comes behind, and instead of, like, he doesn't clean it, he probably just pisses it off on the side. Like, you know when there's something on the side?
It's so crazy.
Yo, how many? It's true.
Nah, you see something like.
Especially when you're, like, in a public bathroom, and you're like, fuck, this is the only one that I can piss on. So, I mean, I'm going to piss the shit
off. No matter what it is, it could be shit, it could be gum, it could be whatever it is inside that toilet, I'm trying to piss it off.
I wish that was the case. It's completely opposite. I'm actually cleaning up after him all the time.
No, I'm telling you, there's been times where you left something. He said, "I'm just cleaning."
No, never.
I got you, mom.
He ain't gonna make a fuss. You probably make a fuss about it.
Listen, he's a teenager. He's never even.
I'm telling you, he's done it. He
knows certain things women go through.
He's done it. He just
think he don't know.
He don't know.
Kids be knowing. He don't see things at school.
He don't see anything.
He be know. He knows you need always with the wings. You know. You don't know.
Not the wings.
Everything I have is disguised
with the wings.
You got it in separate packaging.
I have it like all the way up on the top of the ceiling.
She got it in
the floating
hot
thing.
Hot pocket box.
Yeah, exactly.
And the tampons in a tamale box.
it looks like it's like the toothbrush holder, for tampons.
Mom was hungry when she was in the bathroom today.
Look.
Oh, but
gotta keep it right.
Let's get into something. So, for our NBA lovers, we were talking about NBA. There's some new stuff going on in the NBA. Jalen Green apparently got Drea pregnant. Mm. And
the time.
Drea is the thing that's so crazy is, I guess, well, how old is Drea? Like 40, what?
39.
Oh, she's 39? 39.
I was going to say 40 at least.
And she's born in 85.
Yeah. And Jalen Green
you
is.
You did your research.
Yeah, I did. Because I looked at her, I said, because I wanted to know why, like, I couldn't meet her. Where was I at when all this was going on?
You wanted to be Jalen Green?
Yes.
Yo, but she's 22. It'd be more I mean, Jalen Green is 22, and they were dating. They were dating not for a very long time, but they're pregnant now. Number one, is that too much of an age gap, do you guys think, in general, for dating? Not to get pregnant about, but just in general to date. Is 39, 22 too much of an age gap?
For me, no.
I'm gonna let her ride. I think, you know, I mean, it is, that's a big gap. That is definitely a big gap, but I feel like they're both consenting adults. Do you? A lot of people don't bash men for dating younger all the time, so why should we just get on her about it? So I think it's, I'm gonna say it's fine.
I think I was gonna say something similar, like, but I think it's just the dynamic. It's not something that we're used to. And I just feel that most men that age are not really, like, they're not on the same level. I'm sorry. They're not.
No, mentally, they're not on the same level. They've been through different stuff. But, like, what does that have to do with if they really like each other? I mean, they're finding stuff in common enough to hang out and be intimate and now bring a baby into this world. Something's got to be working there. But, yeah, it's a big age gap. And, yeah, they have different life experiences. He's 22. He doesn't. He probably just found out about tampons.
She also has a son that's 22.
And then he.
I was gonna say, isn't this like her third kid?
And now he has a best friend.
But wait, before we get to the child, before we get to the child,
her kids is he being?
But to answer your question, child. Yes, it's a big age gap. But
do you think so? Do you think not necessarily them? Do you think that there is a do you think there's an issue, like, as far as mentally, with people who like to date somebody who's like 15, 16 years younger than him. 15, yes. 20 years younger than him. Do you think that's a mental issue? Because, like, for me personally, I'm not in my 40s yet, right? But I'm also 32. I can't look at a 16 or 17-year-old and be like, dang, she's sexy.
Well, you definitely can't, but even, like, no, 19.
But 19, 20. Like to me, 18, 19, 20. 17, 18, 19, 20 is, to me, like, kids.
Yeah.
Like, I don't look at a girl and be like, dang, she's 18. If I could, like, nah, like, I couldn't. Like, I could never. Like, right now, like, if I was single and I'm somewhere, I'm on vacation, and the 18-year-old was like, yo, what's good? Come on, I'm going to chill with you. I'd be like, nah, like, where's your parents? Like, that's how I feel. Like, yeah. So to be able to want to not only have sex, but to be in a relationship with somebody who's that much far apart in me in age, is like the compatibility is crazy. Because, like, my thing is, like, what do we relate to? What I've gone through and you've gone through are two complete, like, what 20-year-old girls talk about now. Have you ever listened to them? It's like the most annoying shit ever. That, like listening to an 18 or 20-year-old talk is like, you know nothing. Like, respectfully, you know nothing. Like, I don't want to sit here and talk to you nonstop. Like,
I'm going to combat you on that only because, yeah, there's an age difference in a 40-year-old and a 22-year-old experience different lengths of life.
Mm-hmm.
But that 40-year-old could have had an easy life, don't know what struggle is. That 22-year-old could have been struggling their whole life and know what certain things are more than the 40-year-old. So you can't just say experience doesn't matter on, like, how long you've been alive. And to a degree.
And then
there's certain life experiences that, you know, some people never experienced and some people definitely did, like, given their situation.
And age doesn't, you know, yeah, of course, nowadays you see the generation, but that's most of them, but that's not every 24-year-old, 22-year-old. There's some smart ones out that could know how to talk, know how to hold conversation, knows stuff. Now, of course, the age difference is so great, like, the experience and what they've been through is, you can't compare, but And I'm not promoting a 40-year-old being with a 22.
But what you say is AJ nothing but a number for you.
To quote the GOAT.
I mean, okay, R. Kelly.
Okay, Robert.
To quote the GOAT.
One GOAT.
AJ. I don't like that one, man. I let it rock.
It was fire.
Look, I'm
age is not just a number, but it depends on the gap. I think that depends on the gap. But also look too, Dre Michelle and Jalen Green, they're in the celebrity bracket world. So I'm not saying that's right, but he's a millionaire. She's, you know, she's got money. They're in that same circle. So of course they can meet up in myself.
I want to revisit. Go ahead. Go ahead.
Because I don't know. I think I'm just going to speak on a woman's perspective. Like, I'm hearing her son is the same age. I can't look at my son's friends. I have no interest in anyone in his age group, or just anybody, like, that significantly, like, younger than me. And then it's like, really, like, when did he get drafted? Like, last year?
Three, four years ago?
Nah, 2 years ago, I think.
Like, come on. We not stupid. Shorty's trying to get her bag.
She got money, though.
She's trying to get more, respectfully.
She's trying to get bags.
And, yeah, like, didn't she just do this with, like, another athlete? Like, maybe not the age thing, but I don't know if it's a mental health thing. I won't say that, but there is something that's a little off to me. Like, and I feel like with the age gaps being so big, is some form of manipulation. There's some form of controlling that takes part. That's just what I want to say. Whether the woman or the male is older to me, either way.
To some extent, it's like a little bit of grooming. Cause mm-hmm. They're that much older, so they might know how to work around certain relationships that mm-hmm. the person might not realize. So
I agree, and especially for me, like I'm thinking about especially like if Drea was with somebody who wasn't rich, like I would say oh, maybe she really likes him. But like this, most of the time when women are messing with younger dudes, like they usually are financially in a good place. They're usually in a good place financially. They're not usually messing with broke young
22
dudes.
22 years, yeah, correct.
Yeah, like
they're not broke 22.
Yeah, they're not. It's not like, oh, this broke guy, you know, this broke kid, I'm messing with. Like, that's not usually how it goes.
Or average.
Yeah. Yeah. So, like, for me, I think the financial stability was a huge thing for them. Like, yeah, her kids. I think the last dude athlete she messed with was Orlando Scandrick. Is that the one who has her? She had a baby.
Yeah.
She has the youngest son by.
Yeah.
Football player. Also, I don't even think he's in the NFL anymore, if I'm correct. I don't think he's in the NFL anymore.
I don't think so.
So that child support goes down. When he's not getting those NFL checks, not saying he's broke, but he's not Jalen Green rich either.
Yeah.
Like, so now women are looking at, all right, I've been doing this. This has been how I've been paying my bills for years. I need to have a new kid. I need to find a new sucker. Respectfully, Jalen Green got. He's an idiot. because he got. Because to me, it's like
a new sucker is crazy.
Because she said it in an interview. She was like, he was like, yo, they were like, yo, do you see yourself getting married to him? She was like, nah, I'm just somebody who goes with the wind. Which means you just got. She doesn't want to be with you long term. No plans of that. No plans of that. You got pregnant. Now you're paying her for the next 18 to 22 years, depending on if this kid goes to college. You're going to be paying mad bread for her. And she's going to be on to the next hot thing.
Yeah, because she's still going
to
be hot.
She's going to be fire. But that, to me, that's why it's crazy, because I don't understand with athletes, like even with Brittany Renner, Brittany Renner got PJ Washington. Like, and now athletes are still, like, all these people are still messing with these girls who already say, like, they are known to be like, yo, I like these athletes with money. I like these rappers. I like these people. Just because it's financial, like, it's a financial game for me.
When do you not learn? You see all these examples.
They never do.
Yeah.
I don't know. Well, yeah, they get, like you said, you find a sucker. You find. Where these kids' parents to teach them the game?
It's not the parents. Brittany Renner said it herself. She said, "Yo, athletes and rappers are stupid. I tell them, yo, I'm all about the bread, and you know what I do? I have sex with them, and they still don't wear a condom." And she was like, "Yo, vice versa. If it was women with the bread, and we want to have sex with you, broke dude," she said, "yo, we make sure that they be wearing a condom." Yeah, men are stupid.
No, I agree.
We stupid.
I agree.
We pay for a lot of these rich IG girls or these fine girls that don't do anything but look good. They have mad bread because of us.
Yeah,
and then we get mad at it, like, oh, why we paid them so much attention? But, yo, we did it.
Yeah, it's looking real stupid. So wait, is this like a, you know, because you guys are guys, is this like a win for him? Like,
for who? Jalen Green?
At first, it's kind of like, oh snap, you bagged Drea? Wow.
No.
But then after, now she's having your kid, and now you just got that pay of money. No, it's not a win.
It ain't. At first, it's
definitely a win. If you were a young hooper and you bagged Drea and
to knock it down is fire. I get that. But when she says, "Hey, I'm pregnant with your kid," that's an L.
Because now you look at your checks and you're like, a lot of that is now in her pocket.
It's going to her. My thing is, it's a win if you guys are together and you guys are like, she's like, yo, yeah, I'm in love with this person. You meet somebody you're in love with, yeah, and she's Drea, and she really likes you. She really wants to be with you. All right, I got her pregnant, but we have intentions of getting married and starting a family and being together. Cool, it's a win then. That's not your intention.
Yeah.
Yo, anytime your intention is just have sex with somebody and you end up getting them pregnant, it's an L. You took a loss.
These 12 players need to wear a condom.
You took a loss. Yeah, now you paying for her for the rest of your life. You owe her money for the rest of your life. That's not a win.
Yeah,
that's an L.
These ball players definitely got to start using the male birth control. They made that, what, I don't know, 2 years ago now?
They just need to use something.
That's kind of worse than marriage.
Yeah, it is. But my thing is just wrap up. Because my thing was, even if you're an athlete and you get married, right, you can have a prenup, and the prenup can say whatever it wants. Now you can have a prenup and not have a prenup that says, yo, you came in with nothing. When we divorce, you get nothing. Like, you're right in it for me.
Exactly.
And then, and even some ball players have it where they marry somebody and they're like, all right, after X amount of years, you get 25% of my retirement. You get 30%. You get 40%. And, like, you know what I mean? Like, even Kobe Bryant had it, like, well, you get half after
X amount of years.
And then when Vanessa got to the X amount of years, she was like, I'm gonna file for divorce after he cheated. Remember that whole thing back a long time ago? But she ended up not doing it. But, like, you could put whatever you want in a prenup. And these ball players are just stupid.
Yeah.
It's stupid financial dumb decisions. Like, why would you want to get anybody pregnant?
But I definitely think he felt like he came up.
At first, yeah.
That's a stupid feeling to have.
Because he had to feel like he came up. Now he's sitting at home
like, yo, I have major responsibilities coming up. In 9 months.
Yo, I would never.
People like having a lot of those responsibilities.
He's 22 years old. He ain't thinking about taking care of no baby.
Think about it. He's 22 years old with all that money. Like, honestly speaking, he probably doesn't know what he wanted to do with it anyway.
Yeah, he did. Clubs.
To a certain extent. Women, like,
and cars.
After that, what is there?
He's not at the age where he's not thinking long term. He's thinking right now in the moment.
The reason I got lots of money.
No, the reason why it's stupid because you have a lot of money now. Like, you knocked up Drea. Cool. Right? Boom. Now y'all break up. You have no intention of being her. Now you find somebody who you want to be with, right? You date after a while. You find somebody you want to be with, and you realize, like, she genuinely likes you. Now this lady has to deal with you being a father to somebody with a woman that you never really cared about. You just like to have sex with her because of her name and how good she looked. And now your relationship, now you have to pay her mad bread. Now you wouldn't be with somebody. Now you have, like, why put your potential, your future of somebody who you want to be in love with?
He's not thinking about that.
Do that.
He ain't thinking about that.
I mean, I definitely know, like, you know, everything that is coming with, but I feel like he must have thought he score, like, this is it.
Yo,
like,
you're a millionaire. Well, My first
baby's gonna be with Drea.
I'm anybody who has millions of dollars, you should be able to get any woman you want. It shouldn't be like, I'm surprising, but, like, dog, no, you're Jalen Green. You're the catch. All due respect. You are the multimillionaire. You're the catch. Drea is not the catch. Not anymore. She's fine. She's fine. But she's not the catch. Jalen Green was the catch. She caught him.
Yeah.
She caught him. Like, you are the investment. You need to protect yourself. Mm-hmm. She's coming for you. Yo, if I'm walking around, I'm trying to steal from you. You the catch.
The thing is, though, he has no one in his ear saying that. No one in his team telling him that.
You don't know that.
Clearly.
You don't know that.
Or he doesn't, doesn't feel that way.
Yeah. He could, but he's not listening.
But for the woman, because, like, this is, like, baby number three. I don't know if the first one is from a wealthy...
I know she was on Basketball Wives, so I'm going to assume it was from somebody who was famous.
It was, right?
Who was famous, yeah.
I don't know who he was. But anyway, is there, like, a limit? Like, so is this, like, is three, like, the popular number?
Yo, I it's so weird. The reason it's weird because, like, if I'm a celebrity, it's weird, man. If I'm a celebrity and I know Malcolm... I feel like celebrities, they trade women a lot, and it's very weird.
Like a chessboard.
Yeah, like, it's very weird. Like, there's, like, not other women in the world that they can't.
The whole industry is recycled. Let's talk about it. The whole industry is recycled. It's like the block. Like, it's like your hood. Like,
well, the celebrity world is very small, and you go to the same parties, you go to the same events, you see the same people a lot, and after you, Jalen Green not with Dre no more, now...
Nah, their world is bigger than ours. Their world is way bigger than ours. They got
clearly not.
They got artists, clearly actors.
Not. Clearly not.
They got everything.
But here's my the thing is, in my regular world mind, right? If I know, all right, Denz and Malk both had a baby with that girl. She kept it. I'm probably not gonna mess with her because, especially if they have two decent paying jobs, like they have good paying jobs, and they knocked her down. She took him for child support the moment they got pregnant. She had no intent on being with them, right? Like, that's what she's known for. She's known for, like, hooking up with these guys, getting pregnant, and it goes nowhere. Like, I'm probably not going to sleep with her.
Nah, without a condom.
I'm probably not going to mess with her.
Some niggas is like, I still want to eat it.
I know.
No, a lot of dudes are like
she
that.
She got something really good down there.
But, if you're going to do it, though, you're at least going to use protection.
Like, for example, like, I like Cam Newton. Like, I know he... He said something to Brittany Renner. Brittany Renner was on his. He interviewed her, and she was like, "He was like, yo, I would never hang out with you." And she was like, "Why would you not hang out with me?" He was like, "Yo, you write tell-all books. You are known for messing with guys who have money, like guys like me. You're known for trying to like take money from me. Like this is what you're known for." And she was like, "Yeah, but that doesn't mean you don't have to hang out with me. Like we can hang out and still be friends." And he was like, "See, and that's how guys like get got because you probably tell so many guys that."
Yeah.
And he said, "And guess what? These guys you probably told that to are in your book." And she started laughing, and she was like, "Yeah, because guys are idiots." And I'm like, "It's true."
Yeah. Like so proven. Friends it, and then...
Yeah. Like my thing is why would I just personally like I know I get it. It's hard. Like if I seen Dre naked, it'd probably hard to be like, "Oh no, this is like wrap it up, dude." Like you know what I mean? It's probably hard. Like for
"Oh no, you got books."
Yeah, yeah. Like I get it. Like I get the appeal. She's probably I know she's fine in person, but like
but also keep this like you're saying this as an old you're 30.
Yeah.
22 years old. If you don't have the right people in your ear, you're not thinking about that. You're thinking, "I got Drea, I'm taking it down." That's it.
Yeah, you get that one chance.
And she's older, so that's already a turn on. She's fire. She's a model. You're not thinking about her kids. You're not thinking about her other things.
But the thing that's crazy is, like, I just don't understand how people don't, like, there's athletes. Like, she has a history, right?
Wait, so there's a bunch of... You're not looking at that.
I'm just saying, but there's a bunch of athletes who've had her respectfully. And I mean, it's the most respectful way. I don't mean this way. Like, I've had... Not her or... Dated her, or like women like her, like other industry women. I'm not just talking about your industry women, right?
Yeah.
And they've messed with them, but they know what they about. They like, "Yo, I'm gonna pass that up. I'm not like, don't, yo, she's gonna try to mess with y'all. Do not put a seed in it."
Yeah,
like this, like that goes, dude. I'm sure dudes talking be like, "Yo, listen, yo, make sure you wrap up. Don't put a seed in her. She's gonna keep it."
Yeah,
like, but there's definitely like. Like when that happens, you shouldn't. I don't know how that happened. I don't know how you.
it just goes back to being young and like, all right, I hear what you're saying, but it's Drea. Like, I'm going. I'm doing it. Like, I hear what you're saying. And a lot of times, a lot of people like this. It won't be me. Well, it's you.
Yeah. I'm just like, maybe you fell in love.
When I was young, I used to be like, "Nah, it won't be me."
I'm just like, Brittany Renner was around Trey Songz, Drake, all these guys, and none of them got caught up. But the young boy, because, the young boy got caught up.
They also been in the game a long time.
Yeah, but I think you got to pay attention to the OGs.
And but no, yeah, they and a lot of these young people think they know what's going on.
Well, you're right. It just seems like three times the charm.
And that's what I'm saying. And I get what you mean. Like you see it happening over again, and you're just gonna fall in the trap. So, well, shout out to them. I hope they have a beautiful baby boy or girl.
And time out. And wait. I want to say this. I don't want to seem sexist on this topic because it's the same thing when it comes to boys, men. I mean, like there's men. Like Future has like how many kids?
Nick Cannon.
Like, and women just keep...
And Cam, he's on his third baby mama.
Yeah, I'm just... like.
At what point do women look at these men and be like, nah. Well, it's different because, like, the men are giving the money, so women are going to be like, all right, he's just giving all these women money, like, I might as well have a kid,
yeah,
too.
They cashing out.
If I got nothing going on... Is women who have nothing going on for themselves and just be like, yo, I might as well get a bag.
Some of them feel honored. Like, yeah, he chose me.
I'm number 12. Woo!
It's I'm the different. Lucky one.
It's different for... It looks... I mean, it's still bad, but, like, she's going to get a bag. A guy's not getting a bag. He's going to give up the bag.
That's true.
So that's the difference behind that.
Yo, see, look about him knocking it on the head pause.
Oh, whoa. Wait, three times the charm.
That's the
what
name
about
of the
Bow Wow's, Bow Wow's baby mama?
She's
Future. Wait, Bow Wow / Future.
Baby mama?
Joy Chavez.
What'd she do?
She. I'm not going to lie.
Third time.
Another one. Time another one. Charm. Another beautiful, beautiful one.
Oh, but she's in love. She's in love, love.
With who? with Diggs, right?
Diggs.
Athlete.
I'll say this. I will say this about her. The difference between her and Drea, to me, is that she actually was with Bow. She was in a long relationship with him when she had this kid. Mm. They were in a relationship. Not really sure about Future, but and then now Diggs, they're actually in a relationship, like they're like together. They want like they're trying to have a future, like so I get it. But
so she's the
just
victim.
No surprise of their professions either, though. I'll just say that.
Yeah. So well, she likes a certain type.
So Joy's a victim, and Drea is the villain.
Oh, Drea is a villain for sure. But Joy is, I don't think she's a victim. She's getting paid nice.
She's not a victim.
She's getting paid from Bow Wow, Future, and
I think she fell victim to, you know.
I think she's generally going to these relationships like, I want to be with this person.
Right.
What it looks like.
So she fell victim to what the relationship was supposed to be. It didn't work out. That's what you guys said.
Well, Bow Wow didn't work out. Future didn't work out.
She didn't just go in knowingly that these men, right? These high-profile men have money, and
she knew they had money.
She went in knowing that
she went like Bow Wow had money for a long time.
She stuck around for a while
because she plays the long game. She plays the long game.
I just try to see the perspective, like you know. I just try to see what's the difference.
She said
honestly.
This shit is sensational.
Now, I think there's a difference in types of women. There are women who go out right. There's women who go out to let's say the Madison Square Garden. When the Knicks are in town and the Knicks are playing, there are women there who are like, yo, I'm trying to fuck Jalen Brunson tonight. Julius Randle. I'm trying to fuck with them and I'm trying to get pregnant by them. That's my game. I don't want anything, but I'm trying to get pregnant by them. That's like what some people do. And then there are women who date these men and they're in long relationships with them and happen to get pregnant in their relationship and the relationship doesn't work out. Cool. That happens and I can understand that. But when you are like, yo, I'm going here and I'm going here.
You going hunting.
I'm hunting. Like,
yeah, but Drea was in a relationship too.
Well, they've been together for like, that's what I know.
I'm saying,
like
well, all months. Of these men, she was in relationships with them. So I'm just trying to see like.
She said that she has no desire to get married to Jalen Green.
Married, yeah. Maybe she doesn't want to get married.
Okay.
So what did you want then?
If I'm just saying, maybe she doesn't want to get married. Maybe she just wants to be in her relationship, like, as she is. I mean, let's just be real. When she was with Orlando, right?
Mm-hmm.
She was engaged. Mm-hmm. It didn't work out.
Mm-hmm. Would you have someone's baby you don't want to marry?
That's my point.
Well, I already did.
No, but...
But going forward, no, I probably wouldn't make that decision, but...
So you wouldn't
then again, me and her are two different people. I'm just saying, I can see how... If she doesn't want marriage in her future, fine, cool. A lot of people don't want to get married now. But she's still in, like, somewhat of a relationship with him, right? It wasn't just like, oh,
but it's just
I gotcha.
It's just coming across scandalous.
it comes across like that's gonna be his baby mom. Once she has the baby, after the baby, like they're gonna go to single. Think so? Like I
didn't get there yet, though. I'm just saying.
I'm 9 months. We're not there yet, but I just have a feeling. Like I see
next year,
December. We'll see.
Oh man,
Christmas time.
It's like Mariah Mills
Drea and
Zion.
Jalen Green break up.
Like I don't have faith in none of you celebrities in relationships. I'm done wanting to be like y'all. No.
Yeah, I've never.
Forever. I've never really wanted to be like y'all. I never cared, but I'm done like just
no more couple goals. No more reposting.
Yeah, I don't want to see nobody
and, post. And watch. And like in all relationships, when they break, when they break up, Dre is going to feel entitled to have the baby with her.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yo, what is this? Yes, can we talk about that? Why is it? So this came up because I was watching Queen Sugar. And pause, I was watching, my fiance was watching, I just walked in the room. You know how, like.
Nah, that's your show.
Nah, that's not my show. I promise, I've never watched the episode before.
I've never seen that.
I thought it was a Tyler Perry show. It was Oprah Winfrey show. I was told it looks yesterday. Corny. One of those corny shows. So I walked in. And she was watching the show, and it was a part of the show where my son trying to open that bag of seeds with his life.
We don't see that. We don't see that.
Because the listeners, are gonna be like, "What the heck is that?" My son is trying to open a bag of seeds and it's killing him. But Queen Sugar. So it was on, and the women in the show, the girl in the show, was going through a divorce. She was like. She automatically was like, yo, I'm filing for sole custody. And in the show, throughout the show, like, you know, the father has been a present dad. He's not been, like, a deadbeat. Like,
Ralph, right?
I don't know the names of the show. You know the show?
The dark skin guy?
No, I thought you never watched it.
I've seen a few episodes.
Nah, he's... You should watch it. Nah, he's light-skinned. The basketball
guy. Ooh, the basketball Davis. Guy. Yeah, he's a dirtbag.
Yeah, so she says he's a dirtbag. So, but he's been in his son's life or whatever. And she's like, yo, I'm filing for sole custody, da-da-da, all this other stuff. And I was like, yo, why is that? Why is that? Like you said, why when women break up with their husband or...
Been a present dad.
Baby father with somebody who's been being a present dad. He may not be a good partner. Maybe a scummy partner.
Cheated.
Lied. Do all this stuff. But he's been there for their kid. Why is it that women feel inside, this is my kid. All of a sudden, this is my kid. He's coming with me. I'm filing sole custody. I'm making you a weekend dad. You can pay me and keep moving.
I think that's wrong, but I've never been in that situation. But maybe an expert here.
I am not an expert.
Not an expert, but like you've been in that before.
I mean, but I don't think I maliciously made a decision that way or tried to. Like I see where you're going with this, and it's like
she's not an expert.
Yeah, I don't think I like planned it out.
But I do hear stories where women are like, he or she is coming with me. I don't care what he says. Well, what did he do? Well, he cheated on me. Was he a bad dad? No, he was always in the dad's life. Why can't it be joint? Why does it always go to I get full custody?
I mean, it should be joint, but I think maybe that's just like woman's natural like nurturing and overprotective state like that comes over them.
But you
I don't know how to explain it. Like I really don't know how to explain it. Now there's two different scenarios you kind of like asking, because you're asking like, well, why did they just make them a weekend dad and just want to check? Like that's a whole different story. But when you're saying like they're naturally like when things are done, they're taking the full responsibility. Honestly, I don't know why that is something that most women do. I just think it's just the natural overprotective and
I nurturing. Carried that for 9 months.
I think it's just natural nurturing state that women like kick into.
I don't respect that, but I feel like if I've been a good dad, things don't work. I feel like if I've been a good dad, things don't work out. It's not. I don't want to hear. Oh well, then me and my son, me and my daughter are leaving. No. I'm here too. I also want to be my son or daughter. So it shouldn't be like you get sole custody because that's not fair to me just because we didn't work out. No, so I don't know. I mean, I don't have the answer either. I just feel like it always comes down to the woman wanting to be like, it's mine.
I know this because ladies is going to hear this and they're going to be pissed.
Okay, girl, like, dad. Talk about it. Like, talk about it, girl, dad.
You see it? I know of a few fathers who have took on sole custody of their children with the baby moms being alive, well and good. And they've gone through bad, I've seen some with bad divorces. I've seen some, they just broke up amicably. And I've never seen them ever say, like, yo, this, I get sole custody. You can't, like, you have to go through me to see them.
Yeah.
Like, for example, my uncle was a perfect example. He took care of all three of his kids. One of the kids wasn't even his. Took care of his daughter. And always let his kids know, like, yo, you know, I always let his baby mama, like, yo, I know your kid, our kids need you no matter what. Like, they live with me, but they still need you. Mm-hmm. And when he did that, I thought that was the dopest thing ever. Because there's a lot of women who, when they break up, they be like, nope, yo, you can't, like, they be hurt. You can't see, you can see him on Saturday and Sunday. Or you see him when I tell you, you can see him. Like, he was always, like, super, like, yo, whenever you want to come see them, you can come see them. Just call me, let me know. I'll get them ready. Like, these are your kids too.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I don't think there's a many women who do that or for it. A lot of women, like for example, I always hear women be like, especially when we was coming up in the 90s, right? In early 2000s, I used to always hear women say, like, yo, men need to be better. Men need to be better. Men need to be, need to step up for their responsibilities, take care of their kids. Men need to be better. And like, even right now, I think most men that I know, all the men I know are in their kid's life, are active or trying to be, right? But I also know some men who trying to be in the kid's life and they can't be because their baby mom is not letting them.
Yeah.
And my thing is, like, yo, woman, you can't ask for men to be better and to want to be in their kid's life and y'all don't want to change your mindset. Y'all don't want to change the mentality. Y'all don't want to change the weekend dad thing because all y'all want is the check and y'all want, you can have them on the weekend so I can go out on the weekends and I can get back. Da-da-da. Like, to me, that's crazy. Like, to me, it should, joint custody should be a primary thing when you go to court. It should always be joint custody. Y'all got to figure out how y'all are going to communicate. Y'all both made this child. It's not one person's child.
Yeah.
Also, like, even with days, saying, like, yo, you have them on the weekend, you have them Monday through Friday. Like, that's hard because I don't see why if I pick my daughter up from school on a Tuesday, right, and my ex is working overtime, I have her. A baby mom calls at like 9:30, 10 o'clock, like, hey, I'm going to come get it. No, she can stay. She sleeps. She already, like, go ahead, go home. You can pick up from school in the morning. Like, that should be able to be a thing. Like, it shouldn't be certain days. But I do understand, like, there are some, it's going to be a lot of gray areas with that because certain people are like, yo, I want them for this holiday. I want them for this day. You know what I mean? Because in the perfect world, I know everybody doesn't communicate the best. But I feel like joint custody should be a thing for the most part, not just sole custody in it. Yo, you pay.
And it shouldn't be a dragged out long battle where y'all fighting, arguing, hating each other, especially in front of the kid. It should be something y'all can communicate on what's best for the child or children at that point.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know. Hopefully things get better.
I definitely think that it's more of a matter of these whack-filled relationships and that people are not having conversations about what happens if they do have kids and what everything looks like. And you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't think they're really, like, people are not really having these type of conversations prior to having children. Like, they're just going for the feels. Like, and I think that's where most of the issues come in, right? Because most of the time, if the relationship was, like, you know, decent and people break up, there's a good understanding of, okay, where we go from now. And I definitely agree with joint custody, things of that nature. But when it gets to a certain age, when your child gets to a certain age, it's a little harder to do, like, split time. Because, you know, most kids have a routine when they're in school. They, you know, or if you don't live around the corner from you know what I'm saying, your kid's other parent, then it gets a little complicated. So sometimes it is forced into that, like, weekend thing, whether or not. But listen, if my situation was different, listen, take your kid. Take your kid. Take this kid. Yeah. Not like that, but like, yeah, I love fathers being in their kids' life. Yes, like I love that. Like, and I would never take that for granted. And no matter how the communication is off or whatever case may be, I still push for that. Like, I still push for that. That bond, yeah, is very important to me. Like,
no matter how y'all end it,
yeah. Like, I don't even, I don't even want the money. Like, yeah,
that's still your son. Yeah, being his life.
I shoot, like, I'll pay you. You want him? You want this full time?
Yeah. And to be clear, this conversation was only for, we're speaking active fathers, fathers that want to be in a kid's life. I'm not talking about bozos who are bums. Babies. Don't repost this. Don't put this. Don't put us in your story talking about facts that you ain't been there. A day for your son.
I know a lot of y'all.
I don't know a lot of them, but I don't want to know a lot of. I can't personally.
You just know that they're out there.
Yeah, they're out there. Sure. I know they're out there for sure. Like, I'm not gonna let me tell a woman, son. I know there are a lot of men who you'll probably have a child with, and you would be surprised. You're surprised, like, this guy is a low down bozo. Like, he's a loser. Yep. He doesn't do anything for my child. Like, I get it. I do understand that too. So.
It's not for them.
This isn't for them. I'm not speaking to you. Get your money, baby. Get your
drag
check
him to court. Hate him.
Get your check from that loser. Like, I'm not talking about. I'm talking about the ones who are active, the ones who are trying, the ones who are like, yo, son, I want to see my daughter. Like, what do you mean I can't see my daughter? Like, I want to be there. Like, the ones fighting.
Take a step back and look at that.
Yeah, yeah. Like, get out of your emotional hurt of y'all not working, and understand that you're not hurting. You're not hurting him. You're not only hurting him. You're hurting your daughter or son.
Yeah.
Like, you're hurting them. So just make sure that you're able to, you know what I mean? That's all.
I think that too, you know, it's both sides, because some of these baby daddies be bitter.
Oh, same? No, sure. Yeah, you're right.
And a lot of these baby daddies be trying to control, like, and I'm not even speaking on, like, any situation, like, about me, but, like, I've seen it where, like, a lot of baby dads be trying to control situations that women have going on. Like, I just feel like, look, if you're able to have a relationship with your kid, it's stress-free, like, all that other stuff is, it doesn't matter. Like, if you giving $500 a month and you see your baby mother with a new car, like, stop hating. Y'all niggas be hating. Like, I don't like that. If your kid is well taken care of, right, but your baby mother got Gucci sneakers, like, why you hating for her? Talk about, she used the child support for my Gucci sneakers.
Your kid got light up shoes on. He's 15.
No, I didn't say that. I said if your kid is well taken care of. If your kid is neglected and busted and disgusted,
he got new light up shoes. That don't mean he's neglected. He's got fresh shoes on. But why are you rocking a Gucci and your son's got...
Y'all get where I'm coming from.
I get where you're coming from.
Stop worrying about... And plus, kids grow so fast. I'm not buying my son no Gucci sneakers that he gonna grow out of in 2 months. I've been the same size sneakers for, like, 15 years.
You get a solid pair of Jordans?
Yeah, like, Jordan is different than Gucci. Like, you get what I'm saying? Like,
nah, I feel you.
So I'm putting it that way. But y'all niggas be hating. Like, stop hating on your baby moms because she got a new nigga. Now you want to be mad. Like, stop it. I don't like that.
You better clip this right here because I be tight.
Tight.
Them niggas. Not y'all niggas. We are not included.
No, I was talking to the camera because there's a lot of them baby daddies on that side. And they think that, you know, once the relationship is done, that it's still their woman. No, you don't own that woman and what she do with her life.
Those dudes are crazy.
Move on, you live your life, she lives her life. That's it.
I'm behind the camera. So.
Yeah,
all right.
Now,
turn it to me.
There's also a lot of loser men. There's also a lot of loser men who they think just because they're not with their baby mother anymore that they have to divorce their kids too. Like, that's why. Corny. That can't be a thing.
That's corny.
That can't be a thing. So just make sure, like, just because you're sure they don't want you no more, dog. Take care of your child.
Right.
Like,
plain and simple.
She moved on. Take care of your kid.
A lot of people that want that, like, that family look. It's not even about what, like, you know, the dynamic. It's about what it looks like. And it's like, come on, bro. Like, grow up. Facts. Grow up. Be there for your kids. Do what you got to do for your kids. Stop watching child support. As long as your kids well taken care of, even if it's not child support on paper, like, please help out financially. I think it's very important that absent parents help out financially. If I was the absent parent as a woman, I would help out. Listen, you have this kid majority of the time, I'm sending my coins.
Yeah. And well said. And
I don't see nothing wrong with that.
Yeah.
And well said. And shout out to all the active parents.
Shout out
to all the active parents.
We appreciate y'all.
Before we leave, I have a quick question. Real quick question. I heard this on the radio, and I just wanted to know if I'm bugging. What's the order that y'all brush your teeth? Brush your teeth, floss, and use mouthwash.
You said what's the order?
What's the order? What's the order of you brushing your teeth, using dental floss, and using mouthwash?
I brush my teeth first.
Yeah. Then floss, then mouthwash.
Oh.
Is that what I do?
Yeah. Brush your teeth.
And the tongue
mouthwash.
Scraper. The tongue scraper.
Tongue scraper. Brush your teeth, tongue scraper, mouthwash.
I also have like the peroxide floss. One too.
What about when do you floss?
I don't floss every day.
Floss after you brush your teeth.
And I floss after I eat.
Well, the floss pick, right? Yeah. You gotta have them floss picks. You gotta have those in the car.
I don't floss every day. I don't think you gotta have it in the car,
like ready.
Right. I got the whole bag in my book bag.
Nah, I ain't gonna lie. I do the
How
same.
How is it supposed to happen?
And I do the same order.
You floss every day?
Yeah, after I brush my teeth, I floss every day.
Sometimes twice if I feel like
flossing is to get food out your teeth.
But I do it twice a day. Every time I brush my teeth,
yeah,
I
but floss. You can still
damage
in
your gums doing it too much.
I'm not gonna lie, bro. I don't. I've never been the pick my teeth after eating kind of guy because that doesn't change the smell of my breath.
No, but like if I have dinner, I'll use a floss pick, the thing, and then I'll go brush my teeth.
I brush my teeth before bed.
Sometimes I mouthwash before I brush my teeth. Sometimes.
On the radio, there's people who's like, "Yo, you supposed to floss, wash your mouth, then brush your teeth." I'm like, "Y'all niggas is backwards." Or somebody said, "Use mouthwash, then brush your teeth, then floss." I'm like, "That's crazy to me because it's like putting cologne on before the shower."
Yes.
Like to me, I'm like. The mouthwash is supposed to be the after the...
That's leaving that's the door.
To get all the residue, the stuff you just picked out, and wash it out.
That's for the fresh...
They tell you to brush your teeth and floss every day. Also, brush before you floss so you could get out the
little... Yeah, that's why I do it, too. That's why I said brush...
Floss more?
Yeah. I floss every time I take a shower and every time I brush my teeth. Well, I brush my teeth every time I take a shower, so I floss every time.
Every day prevents your gums from bleeding so often because you eventually get used to it.
You know, most dentists say that mouthwash is bad.
I know.
Like they say only use specific ones. So
I only use Listerine.
Without alcohol, exactly.
Without alcohol? I use Listerine.
I use Listerine. That should be burning.
Fire. it's like a fresh spray.
The only Listerine they said is good is the purple one.
Yeah. I use the blue.
I don't listen to everything these specialists say because they also say you should wash like once a week or twice a week.
I'm gonna stick with what I've been doing for the last 32 years because I don't have one cavity and I.
You probably skipped a year because you didn't have teeth.
I don't have teeth.
It was a joke.
Oh, I'm about to say.
I said you didn't have teeth like your first year of life.
Oh no, I had teeth. I came out the womb with a tooth.
Oh whoa.
This nigga
chomped his way out.
OD. I didn't chop my way out. She's,
she said you munched your way out. Yo,
I was a C-section baby.
That explains it.
Munching your way out is insane.
Munching my way out is insane.
I didn't say munch.
I'm telling my mother. You said
it's
that.
So wrong way.
Damn, that's nasty. I didn't even think of it like. Oh, bye guys. We gotta sign off. I'm off this. Ew. I didn't mean it like that. I promise. Love y'all.
This episode is called Munching Your Way Out.